From NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder. BP's newly expanded containment system in the Gulf of Mexico is capturing more oil. Coast Guard Admiral Thad Allen says it's capturing or burning more than 25,000 barrels a day. BP says it hopes it can soon keep 90% of the flow from entering the ocean. Relief wells are expected to be finished in August. One of BP's business partners says the oil giant is directly to blame for the Gulf of Mexico spill. NPR's Jeff Brady says Anadarko Petroleum appears to be trying to legally protect itself from billions of dollars in cleanup costs.
Anadarko has a 25% stake in the well that's now fouling the Gulf of Mexico and parts of the coastline. In a statement on the company's website, CEO Jim Hackett says, quote, "The mounting evidence clearly demonstrates that this tragedy was preventable and the direct result of BP's reckless decisions and actions." Hackett goes on to say, BP's behavior and actions likely represent gross negligence or willful misconduct. The statement essentially says that means under an agreement between BP and Anadarko, BP will have to pick up the costs associated with the accident. BP released its own statement saying the company disagrees with Anadarko's legal analysis and that it expects other parties to live up to their obligations. Jeff Brady, NPR News.
President Obama is accusing Republicans of hurting the economy by refusing to let legislation move forward.
I know the political season is upon us in Washington, but gridlock as a political strategy is destructive to the country. Whether we are Democrats or Republicans, we've got an obligation that goes beyond caring about the next election. We have an obligation to care for the next generation.
Mr. Obama was speaking in his weekly address. He said a bill stalled in the Senate would extend unemployment benefits and a tax credit for first-time home buyers. It would also lift the $75 million cap on what oil companies must pay to families and small businesses affected by oil spills. Republicans used their weekly address to claim the president has been too slow to react to the one in the Gulf. Assistant Secretary of State Robert Blake is in Kyrgyzstan, where as many as 2,000 people have been killed in clashes with ethnic Uzbeks. Blake is calling the humanitarian situation there catastrophic. The BBC's Rehan Dimitri has more from the Kyrgyz capital of Bishkek.
Blake is expected to meet Kyrgyzstan's interim leader Roza Otunbayeva and civil society members in Bishkek. Mr. Blake's visit comes after his trip to neighboring Uzbekistan, where up to 100,000 people from southern Kyrgyz cities of Osh and Jalalabad sought refuge. Meanwhile, the United Nations has launched a $71 million US flash appeal to help 400,000 people displaced by ethnic violence in southern Kyrgyzstan.
The BBC's Rehan Dimitri reporting from Bishkek in Kyrgyzstan. And from Washington, this is NPR News. Crews are working to restore power after severe thunderstorms swept through the Midwest. The storms late yesterday knocked out power to hundreds of thousands and killed a Michigan motorist whose vehicle was hit by a falling tree. In Chicago, powerful winds and heavy rains broke windows in the 110-story Willis Tower, formerly known as the Sears Tower. Chicago Fire Department spokesman Larry Langford says the Willis Tower was not the only building damaged.
About a 50-story building lost about 40 windows as far as damage is concerned. Only 8 of them blew out. The rest were damaged by some kind of small flying projectiles. We don't know what they were. But the fire department assisted in making sure that everybody was safe, and the Glazers are working to repair the damage.
Langford says there were no serious injuries. He says the storms followed a steaming hot day in Chicago. The price of gold has hit an all-time high. Gold traded above $1,260 an ounce yesterday. NPR's Carolyn Beeler says it was the second straight day gold reached record levels.
As the U.S. dollar weakens and the euro remains unstable, the price of gold is rising. It set another record Friday. Eugene White is a professor of economics at Rutgers University. He says the high price of gold is an indication that investors are afraid of a double-dip recession.
It's a clear sign that world economies haven't fully recovered and that many investors aren't confident of quick, full recovery.
White says if fears about the instability of the euro and the European economy in general continue to rise, the price of gold will likely continue to climb. The increase in gold prices lifted shares of gold mining companies about 3%. Carolyn Beeler, NPR News, Washington.
And I'm Giles Snyder. This is NPR News from Washington.